Luke. Thank you so much for that song. Book of Luke, chapter number one. Book of Luke, chapter number one. I know we're in January. I know that we have just finished out celebrating the new year, celebrating Christmas. And how many of your parents are glad that the spending season is over, right? And so I'm glad that we're here in 2020. This is the last Sunday of 2020. The last one. 2020 really begins now, right? January has been a month of celebrating the newness, celebrating a new decade, celebrating Christmas, and doing so many different programs. But now 2020 starts. 2020 begins, and a new decade begins. And can I tell you that it's no accident that you're here on the last Sunday of 2020? Because now 2020 begins. And I want to ask you this. Will you say yes to God in 2020? Is there something that you're holding back from God in 2020? Is something in 2019 or 2018 or 2017 that you just haven't settled yet? Will you say yes to God in 2020? I don't know what you have to say yes to God to. That's going to be up to you. But I want to show you a story of someone who said yes to God. Something that seemed impossible. Something that, in and of herself, she couldn't have done. Luke chapter number one. Luke chapter number one. Before I begin reading, I want to tell you this, that whatever you came to church looking for, you'll find. If you came looking at other people's dress, if you came looking at other people's attitudes, you'll definitely find that. But if you came looking for God, you'll find Him today. What are you looking for in church today? Amen. Do you want your life to be changed? Some of you, you may be giving God this last shot. Amen. You may be giving this whole church thing its last shot. What will you say yes to God to this morning? As we see in the life of Mary. Luke chapter number 1, we'll begin reading in verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth hath also conceived in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Let me try that one more time and see if I can get a good amen out of that. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Saying yes to God is giving God permission to change your life. Saying yes to God is giving God permission to change your life. Let's pray. Father, I am deeply humbled to preach behind this pulpit this morning. But Lord, more than that, I'm just grateful to be a child of God. Lord, there's so many things in my life that I hold back from you, whether that be my talents, time, finances, X, Y, and Z. But Lord, you just want me to submit to your will. Lord, I'm thankful that I have a real person that really lived a long time ago that had to make the same decision to say yes to you, to watch her life be changed and to watch humanity be changed. Lord, it's because of your death, burial, and resurrection that that I can be saved, that I was saved. Lord, it's humbling to think that it took the answer, yes, from a mother to be able to bring that into this world. Lord, help us to say yes to you this morning. Help us to say yes to you in 2020. God, thank you so much for another day. And I'm praying, Lord, if there is anybody here who doesn't know that they're saved, I'm praying, Lord, that today would be the day that they would know. And to, by faith, accept you and your Son and what he did on the cross so long ago. Father, bless this time now. Would you empty me of self? Would you empty me of sin? Would you fill me with the Holy Spirit? And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Well, if you were to have told me in 2010 where I would be in 2020, I think I would have laughed in your face. I think that if you were to have told me in 2010 where I would be on January 26th of 2020, I would have told you there is no way that that is going to happen. Back in 2010, I was heavily using drugs and alcohol and was totally just, even at a young age, was defying my parents and going behind their back and doing these things and even illegal, but not just that, just wrong. And there was a time where I was so soaked up in that and even enjoyed it for a little bit. But then there came a day in 2011, on December the 18th, that I had to make a choice. I had to make a choice to say no to me and to say yes to God. I had to make a choice to say no to all of these things and to say yes to all of God's things. And on December 18th of 2011, after spending a year here at Bible Baptist Church, I knelt down right there, and my youth pastor, John Pittman, he's pastoring now in New York, he opened the Bible and he said, "This is how you can know you're saved." And I had to make this choice to accept Jesus as my Savior. I had to make the choice to invite him into my heart. I had to make the choice to believe what he did for me. And can I tell you that there's a big difference that can be made today that will change this decade for you. There's a big decision that can be made today that will change 2020, 2021, 2022. It'll change your life. But you have to say yes to God. You have to say yes to whatever it is that he wants you to say yes to. I don't know. It's each and every single one of you have something different. But will you say yes to him? We all have to say yes and no to God every single day. Did you know that? We had to say yes to waking up early in the morning to go to church. We had to say yes to God. But there's sometimes that we say no to God. We say no to prayer. We say no to spending our time in his word. We say no to tithing. We say no to giving. We say no to participating. We say no to some of these things. Whenever God, all he wants us to say is yes. All he wants us to say is yes. And God, he gives us a story of this mom. Moms, would you look at me? God gives us a story of his mother, of his earthly mother. Will you say yes to God? Mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers, would you say yes to God? You say, "Well, I'm a great-grandmother. My shining years are over." Some would argue they've just begun. Would you say yes to God, moms? Dads, would you look at me for a second? Dads, would you say yes to God? I don't know what it is that he's asking of you. We're about to find out what God was asking of Mary. But what is he asking of you, dads? Will you say yes to God this morning? Will you say yes to God, moms and dads? Today you do. You have a choice to make. Will you say yes to God? Will you say yes and submit to his will? And whatever it is in your life that he wants you to simply answer, yes. I don't know if it's salvation. I don't know if it's church membership. I don't know if it's giving. I don't know if it's serving. I don't know what it is, serving in the nursery, serving in children's church, serving this, that, and the other, or simply just saying, "Yes, God, I'll witness to that person. God, it may cost me a business transaction. It may cost me a little bit of embarrassment, but yes, Lord, I'll do it." In and of myself, it's impossible to do some of the things you're asking me to do, but I'll say yes, and if you make a way, I'll do it. What would happen to Bible Baptist Church in 2020? What would happen to our membership? What would happen to our homes? What would happen to our marriages? What would happen to our kids? What would happen to our extended family if we were to just say, yes, God, I'll do that. Yes, God, I'll do what your word tells me to do. Yes, God, I'll give what you want me to give. Yes, God, I'll go to that place. What would happen in your home? What would happen in my home? What would happen at your business? What would happen in your family if you simply said yes to God? Would you read that verse one more time, verse 38 in Luke chapter 1? And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. How can I say yes to God? Why would I say yes to God? What are the rewards of saying yes to God? Why say yes to God? Why would I leave my comfort zone from time to time? Why would I do something that I've never done before from time to time? Why would I sacrifice that thing from time to time? Why would I do any of those things? How can I do any of those things? Would you notice, first of all, that we say yes to God even when he wants something of you that seems impossible? Would you look at verse 34? Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Mary was, some argue, a young teenage girl. She could have been from 15 to 19. Some say that she was a young lady, 20 to 21. We don't really know. But she was a young lady who just wanted to follow God. This little Jewish girl just wanted to do whatever it is that her God wanted her to do. And he says, Mary, you're going to have a son. And she says, how am I going to have a child? I know not of man. I've never been with my husband. She was engaged to Joseph at this time, and this is crunch time right now. And in Jewish tradition, they would have been engaged for about a year. And in this year, anything can happen. And then she turns up pregnant. She says, God, how can this be, seeing I know not a man? How no one has ever had a child without having been with a man. And I've never been with a man. The Bible clearly teaches that she was a virgin. The Bible clearly teaches that she was pure and chaste and holy. And you young ladies, can I encourage you to be pure and chaste and holy? It may not be what MTV is talking about now. It may not be what the music is talking about now. But can I challenge you to be pure and chaste and holy? And your husband will thank you multitudes for that. Your future husband will thank you and praise you for that, for staying pure and chaste and holy before marriage. Now, there are some religions that would teach to pray to Mary, and there isn't anything in the Bible that tells us to pray to Mary. For John 14:6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. There would be some religions that would tell us to pray to Mary because no doubt she was highly favored and great grace was upon her. But there's nothing in the Bible that points for us to pray to her as our mediator, for us to pray to her so that our prayers can get to God through her. It's very clear that it's only Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. But no doubt that this young lady, there was just something special about her. There was something noteworthy about her. Men and ladies, can I tell you, there ought to be something special about you, something noteworthy about you. There was something special about her. There was even something special about Joseph. He was an honorable man. Men, can I ask you, are you an honorable man this morning? Are there some choices that you make daily and intentionally that may cost you the title of being honorable? 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You want to start being an honorable man? You can start today. There was something special about Joseph. There was something special about Mary. But God wanted to use her to bring the Savior of the world. He wanted her to deliver her deliverer. He wanted her to bring forth out of her womb Jesus Christ. For it was prophesied that he was going to be born of a virgin. And this is a great doctrine that we Baptists hold to, the virgin birth of Jesus. There was no sin in him because he was born supernaturally. There's something supernatural about our God. There's something supernatural about Jesus. You say, I can't change my family. I can't change my marriage. I can't change my parenting style. I can't change any of these things. But a supernatural God can. He can do that work inside of you. You may say, you don't know what I have done. You don't know where I've been. You don't know the things that I'm involved with. 1 John 1:9. He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all of that unrighteousness. Why? Because he's supernatural. Amen. There's something that can be done inside of you that you cannot explain to give you a peace that passes all understanding. You don't know where this peace comes from. You don't know how it's being made. You just know that it's from God himself, because it's a supernatural thing. This was a supernatural birth. These young Jewish women, they've been waiting centuries. They've been waiting for a long time to have the privilege of bringing in their Savior, to bring in the Messiah, to bring in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to save their people from their sin. Can I ask you, is all that done in vain? Will you be saved from your sin this morning? Will you be saved from all the things that you've ever done? Would you be saved from a real burning and fiery hell? To be saved from your sins. And not just a ticket out of hell, but a ticket to live life within the grace that God can give you. Amen. You say, I can't change my marriage. God can give you grace for that. He can give you the way. Why? Because this Bible says so. Amen. This supernatural book was written by a supernatural God to work in our lives in a supernatural way. He was born of a virgin. He came in this world supernaturally. She said yes to God even whenever what he wanted seemed impossible. Read verse 34 one more time. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Mary was a pure woman. She was just about to get married. She said, I can't be pregnant. Joseph and I have never been together. He'll think that I've been disloyal to him. God, this is a really bad time for this. Christian, can I ask you, has there ever been a really bad time for God to change your life? You say, well, I'm trying to sell my house right now, or I just lost my job, or I'm trying to still get my footing in life. God, this is just a really bad time for you to ask this of me. Has it ever been a really bad time in your life for God to do something in you? You say, well, let me just get some things right in my life. Let me just get my finances where they need to be. Let me just this, that, and the other thing. We can come up with a lot of excuses. I've come up with a lot of excuses. You have as well. This is just a bad time, God. I simply can't bring Jesus into my world just yet. I'm sure she said it. Gabriel, can I just wait until after we're married? Can I just wait until after Joseph and I have come together as husband and wife so that no one thinks anything was wrong during our engagement, so that he doesn't think that I've cheated on him and done this with another man? What's he going to think? God, this is just a really bad time. This is just not the right moment. This God thing, this church thing, this being faithful thing. I just can't do this right now in this phase of my life. I just can't do this right now. It's not whenever I got young kids at home. Maybe whenever they get into junior high, I'll start bringing them, start coming faithfully. This is just not the right time, God. This just isn't the right moment. But Mary didn't have that. You know what she said? She said in verse 38, she ended up saying, and Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. God, I know that what you're asking of me, it looks impossible, but I'll say yes. God, I know that what you're asking of me seems a little bit uncomfortable, but I'll say yes. Amen. Will you say yes to God in 2020? Will you finally be all in for whatever it is that he wants for you in 2020? Amen. This God thing, this church thing. It's going to be a bit of a sacrifice. It's going to cost me some Sundays. It's going to cost me some Wednesdays. It may even cost me a Friday and a Saturday for the Amen conference coming up. Right, guys? It's going to cost me a little something. Mary, I'm sure Mary said, it's going to cost me my reputation. It's going to cost me Joseph thinking of me. It's going to cost me this. It's going to cost me that. I find it interesting that we never really see anything about Mary's parents. I'm convinced, and this doesn't say anywhere, and somebody a lot smarter may tell you differently, but I'm convinced that her parents, her dad, may have been a carpenter as well. I'm convinced that as Joseph was a carpenter, she grew up in that environment, in that ecosystem. She was attracted to this young man who was also a carpenter because she watched her daddy. She watched her dad day after day. I'm convinced that maybe her parents were involved in carpentry as well. And she raised her little boy to build little things. I wonder what Mary's parents thought. I wonder what Mary's parents, whenever they got this news, Mary, what have you done? You've cost yourself your life. Back in this time, it would have been totally acceptable to have an engagement broken off and for the betrothed husband to have her cast into the streets and stone her, to throw big rocks at her until she died, or to lay stones on her until her lungs collapsed. It would have been very socially acceptable to do that. I wonder what her parents thought. I'm sure she thought of their name as well and said, God, I can't do this. What are my parents going to think? What is Joseph going to think? But we say yes to God even when what he wants of us seems impossible. Matthew 19:26 says this, but Jesus beheld them and said unto him, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Saying yes to God is giving God permission to change your life. I can look back on December 18th of 2011 and watching God change my life. And some of you have watched me grow up in this church. Some of you have watched me grow through this youth ministry. And if you were to have told me back in 2010 that in 2017, you're going to get married, you're going to go to Bible college, and you're going to preach your first sermon on a Wednesday night, I would have told you that is impossible. That will not work. I am not that person. I wasn't born into a Christian home. Thank God my parents are Christians now. Because they made a choice in September. And they made a choice in December. To say yes to God. To say yes to his free gift of salvation. And watching their lives transform and watching them grow in grace. People, can I tell you that there's a single choice that you can make today to watch God change your entire life. We say yes to God even when what he wants of us seems impossible. But we also say yes to God even whenever we feel like we're going to be alone. Even whenever we feel like we're going to be alone. Look at verse 35 with me. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. Mary had these promises, and she was even given a good explanation of how this would happen. But I'm sure she thought about the ridicule of the town, the ridicule of her parents, the ridicule of all of these people. I'm sure she was saying to her, God, if I submit to this, if I submit to your will in my life, for the plan that you have for me in my life, I'll be the only one doing that. I'll be the only one that any of this is happening to. She was given this explanation of how God was going to do this to her. But she was going to be seen as an adulterous woman. How was she going to escape this kind of scandal? Back then, it was against the law. It was illegal. And now it's more just kind of socially looked down upon. But back then, it would cost a woman her life. I'm sure that this ridicule, she felt like, God, if I say yes to this, I'll be the only one really doing your will. What are people going to say? How can I escape this kind of this scandal? But then this angel tells her of her very own cousin. her very own cousin. The impossible has not only happened in her and with her, but the impossible is also happening with her family, with her own cousin. Elizabeth and her husband were very old in age. They've never had a child before. I'm sure that they prayed and prayed and prayed for a child to come into their life. They prayed and prayed and prayed for this miracle to happen in their life that just never really did. And here they are in their old age. It says this in verse 36, "And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age." There was a miracle happening in her too. There was an impossibility happening in her as well. Can I tell you that whenever you do say yes to God, whenever you finally submit to what God has for you in your life, you're not alone. You're not alone. Bible Baptist Church is a place for people who have been abandoned because they said yes to God. Bible Baptist Church is a place to come to for people who are saying yes to God. Yeah, you may lose a couple of friends. You may lose some family because now you're doing something totally different than they are on a Friday night or on a Saturday night. You may feel like you're going to be alone in this. Welcome to your group of alone people. Amen. Here we are. We're a big family here. All we're trying to do ourselves is follow what God tells us to do. Amen. Come into a family of people who are saying yes to God as well. She felt like she was going to be alone. I'm sure that she thought, this is it for me. There's no more friends to be had. There's no more people to socialize with. There's going to be no more girls' lunches. There's going to be no more guys' night out. There's going to be no more of that. But come to find out, 6 months prior to this very moment, God was already doing something in someone else that she can connect with and relate with. There was an impossibility happening in this family. There were impossibilities happening inside of these two ladies. Moms, what impossibilities is God wanting to do in you to change your family? Moms, what is it that God wants you to say yes to so that God can change your family, so that God can change you and influence your children and influence even your husband? What is it that God wants you to say yes to? She says, what if everyone abandons me? But if Joseph abandons me, then I'll be all alone. Whenever you say yes to God, you're not alone. Amen. You're not alone. There have been men and women that have lived on before us, and there will be men and women right now, and there will be men and women in the future who have said yes to God. They've said yes to God. Will you say yes to God in 2020? Will 2020 be a year that you finally submit to whatever it is that God wants of you? It may be saying, yes, God, I'll be saved. God, there's a lot of people around me that think I'm already saved, but I know deep down in my heart that I'm not. Amen. Yes, God, I'll say yes to this. I'll say yes to serving. I'll say yes to being a part of a Sunday school. I'll say yes to being on the bus route. I'll say yes to this, that, and the other. It doesn't necessarily have to be in church. It's just in your life. Yes, God, I'll get rid of that trash TV. Yes, God, I'll get rid of whatever it is that's on my mobile device. Yes, God, I'll get rid of that music. Yes, God, I'll get rid of that friend. Yes, God, yes, God, yes. Mary has been asked to do something that she's never even heard of before. Of a virgin being pregnant with a child. This was impossible. But it's not only impossible, she felt like if she said yes to this, she would be alone. How am I going to do this? I can't do this by myself. Her cousin would understand. Hebrews 13:5 says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." You're not alone. Not only is he with you, but he'll give you others that will help you. Psalm 23:4 says this, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. As sheep were being led, they would recognize the shepherd's crook. They would recognize this cane-looking thing that they would have. They would recognize that whenever it's set down, that their shepherd is nearby. They would recognize this cane because this shepherd, this leader, this helper, this provider, they would know that whenever this shepherd's crook is around, this staff, this rod, I'm comfortable. I know that my shepherd is nearby. Can I tell you this morning, Christian? Your God is never more than a prayer away. Your God will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never abandon you. You may have a husband that may have abandoned you. You may have had a wife that maybe abandoned you. You maybe have had some kids that had abandoned you. You maybe have some grandchildren that may have abandoned you. But God will never abandon you, nor will He ever forsake you. He will never leave you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. My God's right there. He hasn't gone anywhere. I have. God's always right there. I'm the one that usually strays away. I'm the one that walks away. I'm the one that makes decisions sometimes to walk away from my God. Instead of saying yes to Him, I've said no to Him in certain areas. You may think, oh, well, you're a Bible college student. You're preaching on a Sunday morning. I am no more spiritual than you are. I am still a growing Christian. Our pastor would tell you the same thing. He is still a growing Christian. I can say no to God every single day. I do say no to God every single day. Will you say yes to God in 2020? I don't know what it is that He wants you to say yes to, but will you say yes to Him? Matthew 17:20 says, "And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you." If you have just this little bit of faith, to believe that God can change your life, to believe that God can change your family, to believe that God can change your habits, to believe that God can change that addiction you may have, to believe that God can change the situation you're in, to believe that God can change your finances, can change your wife, can change your husband, can change your children, can change your spiritual condition, to change that channel, to change that music, to change that friend. If you have faith as small as a little mustard seed, you can say to a huge obstacle in your way to move. And it will be moved. Do you have faith to say yes? It may be a little bit dangerous to say yes. There may be some things that God says, will you remove this out of your life for me? Whoa, that's my football you're talking about, God. Whoa, that's my Netflix time, God. That's my 401k, God. This is some of my retirement money. I've been saving this since I was in my 20s. How many of you can say that you've been saving for retirement since your 20s, right? God, I'll give you this. I'll let you say yes to I'll say yes to this. But there's some things right over here that I just kind of want to keep to myself. There wasn't room for Mary and Joseph in the inn. There wasn't room for Jesus in a room. There wasn't any place for Him. I like to imagine it this way, that my heart is an entire house. Does Jesus own my house? Or is He just renting so I can kick Him out at any moment? Or does He own this property? Does Jesus own your heart? Does God have such a constraint on your heart that He owns you? And He wants to do something in you. But you say, God, on Sundays I'll give you me. On Wednesdays I'll give you some of me. And maybe even on a Friday and a Saturday to go to the Amen Conference or to go to camp or whatever the case. But come Monday morning, you know how it is, God. You understand, God. You know where I'm at, God. I can tell you right now, I struggle with that. I struggle with the workplace. Miss Marla James is sitting right back here. I work with her, and she understands the things that go on in my workplace. But more than what's going on in my workplace, what's going on in our hearts? What's going on in me? What's going on in you? You can put on a tie, you can put on a skirt. Men ties, women skirts. Because that's starting to get a little bit confusing nowadays, right? But we can still be saying no to God. Will you say yes to God in 2020? Will you say yes to God so that He can change your life? Will you say yes to God? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible to you. So we say yes to God even when what He wants of us seems impossible. We say yes to God even when we feel like we'd be alone. But lastly, we say yes to God by surrendering by faith. Surrendering by faith. We say yes to God by surrendering by faith. Look at verse 38. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Mary had no idea. She knew some, but she didn't know everything that this was going to involve. She had no idea. I wonder if this angel came in by night. I don't know. She goes to sleep, and she wakes up the next morning, and that really happened. I talked to an angel last night, and this is what he told me. It wasn't a dream. I wonder what the next day was like for her. Christian, if you say yes to God today, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard sometimes. It's maybe even be a little bit difficult to live out that answer the next day. On Sundays, it's easier. In this crowd, it's easier. In this group of people, it's easier. But then comes Monday. Got to go back to work. I got to go back to school. There was a decision I made yesterday, but this is difficult. The rubber met the road, man. This is a little bit harder than I thought it was going to be. But she knew that this was God's will for her life. And because she said yes to God, a Savior was on His way. That Jesus was on His way. He was in her womb. He was developing in her womb. She said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. She did this not just because it was God's will for her life, but because she knew, according to verse 31, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. She knew that she was bringing in the Savior of the world. It wasn't just for her. She was a sinner in need of grace. But it was for all of us. Moms, can I ask you, the choice that you make this morning, the choice that you make tomorrow, it will not only affect you, but the beneficiaries are all over. Whenever you say yes to God, it doesn't just transform you. It transforms everything. It affects everything. There's a ripple effect, like a wave. It affects all of it. You say, well, I just wish he would change. Husbands, you may say, I just wish she would change. Teenagers, you may say, I wish my parents would change. Parents, you may say, I wish my kids would change. God, I wish you would change me. And let everything else be changed. She said yes to God by faith. You'll have to say yes to God by faith. Amen. You have to say yes to what God wants you to do. What would happen in your family if you said yes, moms? Dads, what would happen in your family if you said yes? Now, these changes may not happen overnight because Mary wasn't 9 months pregnant overnight. It took a little bit of time. It took a little bit of being uncomfortable. But it took faith. She wasn't 9 months pregnant the next morning. But something started inside of her. Moms, dads, would you say yes to God this morning? So that something can happen inside of you. And that will be a benefit for everybody else. Because it's not going to look like a whole lot at first. It's not going to look like a big heap of change at first. But just as my wife's belly is growing, is that okay to say? Just as she's plump? I don't know. Anyways. She's not good at my lunch today, so. But she's growing. It's happening one day at a time. Right? It's happening slowly, but what? Surely. It's happening. There's a change going on in her. And whenever you say yes to God, there will be a change going on in you. And that's going to affect everything else. You say, well, my kids are already grown up and gone. My kids have their own kids. We're empty nesters. It can still change your entire family whenever you say yes to God. Don't wait for your husband to say yes to God. Don't wait for your kids to say yes to God. God is waiting for you to say yes to God. Amen. Then everything else will happen. But what would happen to your family? What would happen to this church if we were to all simply say yes to God? John 5:6 says this, and a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. That's 38 years he had this infirmity. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case. Jesus knows where you are and what's going on. Jesus knows how long you have been this way. Jesus knows how long your wife has been this way. Jesus knows how long your kids have been this way. But can I tell you something? Jesus knows how long you have been this way. You say, God, I can't change. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. You can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. God, I cannot change. I've been like this for 40 years. I've been like this for 60 years. I can't change. Jesus knows exactly how long you have been the way you have been. He knew that 38 years this man had this infirmity. He knew. And God knows where you are. And God knows what's happening in your home. God knows what's happening in your heart. God knows what's happening with your health. God knows what's happening with your finances. God knows what's happening in your relationships. God knows what's happening in your budgets. God knows what's happening. He knows. Will you say yes to God? Whatever it is that he wants you to do, will you say yes to him with whatever it is that he wants you to do? Mary changed humanity forever. Dr. Paul Chappell says this, Mary was presenting herself as a humble servant. She understood that she did not have much to offer the Lord, but she gave herself to him anyway. You may say, God, I'm not a lot. I don't have a 4.0 grade average. I didn't graduate from an Ivy League school. I don't have money in the bank. I don't have prestige in my town. I don't have the birth that you would think that somebody needs to have any kind of influence. God, I'm not a whole lot. God likes to use not a whole lot. Mary was from this town of, at the time, about 100, 200 people. This little tiny town in Bethlehem. This little tiny town of Nazareth, to a young girl. You may think you're not a whole lot. You may even think you're spiritually disabled. But it's not what you can do in you, it's what God can do in you. You may say, well, I've been divorced. I've had a child out of wedlock. I've done this. I've done that. I've cheated on my wife before and she doesn't know about it yet. Or I've cheated on my husband before and he doesn't know about it yet. Or whatever the case is, God can change that. God can use that in a decade. God saved me in 2011. Here I am in 2020, not that I'm anything special, please don't get me wrong, but God has done something in my life that he wants to do in your life. Will you say yes to God? Will you say yes to God changing your life? You say, well, I think I'm pretty good right now. I've got it together. I read my Bible. I pray. I give. I do all these things. Well, what's that one thing that you're holding back? You say, I'm not holding anything back. I give it all. What is it that God wants you to say yes to? What is it that you read God's word and he wants you to say yes to? William Barclay says, the world's most popular prayer is thy will be changed. But the world's greatest prayer is thy will be done. Mary was, I'm sure, very intimidated by this notion of ushering in the Savior of the universe. I'm sure that she was intimidated to take this kind of responsibility on. There's no doubt about it. But she said, God, as long as I'll say yes, but you have to do the rest. I'll submit to your will, but that's all that I can do. I need you to do everything else. God, I'll go to church on Sunday. I'll go to church on Wednesday. But I can't change my family. You have to. And then slowly but surely, this change begins to happen. Slowly but surely, this change begins to happen. Isaiah 6:8 says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I. Send me. You may not be all that in a bag of chips, but you're something. He takes whoever volunteers. You don't have to have changed your life for you to come to God. You need to come to God for God to be able to change your life. He wants you. And you may say, you're not a whole lot. But God has a whole lot to do in you. Say, I'm not a whole lot. But God has a whole lot to do in me. Would you say yes to God this morning? Would you say yes to whatever it is that God wants you to do? Matthew 26:42 says, he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. So we fast forward about 30 years after the birth of Jesus Christ. We fast forward a little bit of time and we see Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Before he's crucified, and he's praying, and he's sweating drops of blood. The very capillaries in his forehead are beginning to burst because he knows that the weight of the sin of the entire human race are coming upon him. And he's praying, Lord, your will be done in my life. Moms, let me ask you this. Mary raised Jesus. How many of you would agree that he picked up that character trait from his mother? Because a long time ago, she said yes. Teenagers, single adults, will you say yes to God today? Because there's another generation coming behind you. Will you teach them to say yes to God? Adults and grandparents, do you have a yes, God attitude that you can leave behind for the next generation? Will you say yes to God today so that your children and grandchildren may say yes to God in their day? This, he said, "Thy will be done." Almost a perfect mirror reflection. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. We say yes to God by surrendering, by faith. I have no doubt in my mind that Mary, Jesus' earthly mother, said yes to God. Christian, will you say yes to God this morning? Will you in 2020 begin this long pattern that you've held on ever since 2020 to say yes to God? Will you say yes to him? I don't know what he wants you to do. He may want you to go into full-time ministry. He may want you to leave that job because that job is keeping you from this. He may want you to do this, that, and the other. I don't know what he wants you to say yes to. But the question is, will you say yes? Will you give God the permission to change your life and to do something in your life in 2020? I made a decision. My wife found this last night. This is the decision card that was filled out for me the day I got saved. This is the decision card that I imagine Miss Alicia Young filled out. But I remember right here I said yes to God. Right here. Where and when did you say yes to God? You may need to say yes to God today for salvation. Say, "God, in and of myself, I'm a wicked creature. Only you can save me from my sin, and only you can save me from hell. Yes, I'll take your free gift of salvation." It's no money that you can get. It's not a church service that you could attend. It's not that city water that you can be dunked in. It's by making a decision. Saying, "God, I believe in your death, burial, and your resurrection. I believe that after you were born from a virgin, you were born to save me from my sin, to save me from my sin here on earth, and to save me from hell. God, I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I believe in your death, burial, and resurrection with all of my heart. You are God of my life. Would you come into my heart and would you save me?" And can I tell you what? He gloriously will. Because the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Whosoever. You don't have to be the smartest. You don't have to be the prettiest. You don't have to be the richest. He says, "Whosoever." Do you need to come today and say yes to this free gift of salvation? Do you need to come today and put your faith in the only one that can save you from your sin? It doesn't take but a few moments. Is that you this morning? Is that what you need to do? 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Don't put it off any longer. Don't hold on to that pew anymore. Don't keep saying, "I'm going to push it off. I'll push it off." Today is the day of salvation. Do you need to accept this free gift and say, "Yes, I'll take it"? There may be a whole slew of things you may need to say yes to. What is it that you need to say yes to this morning? What is it that you need to tell God yes? Read that verse. Verse 38, and Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You say, if I say yes to God, he's going to rattle my cage. This whole life is going to change, and now I got to do that. His thoughts towards you are peace. Would you say no to peace? Would you say no to living forever in paradise? Or will you say, God, yes, I accept your free gift, and I accept a new life. You can change your life today because of the yes decision that you made. Because back in 2010, I would not have told you where I would have been in 2020. Oh, the difference salvation makes, the difference that a decade makes. Will you say yes to God this morning? Do you need to be saved this morning? Will you say yes to God in 2020? Saying yes to God is saying yes to giving permission to God to change your life. Would you stand with me? Every single head bowed and every single eye closed, everybody standing, nobody looking around. No one looking around. Every head bowed and every eye closed. How many of you would say, yes, I have accepted his free gift. I said yes to him finally. I said yes to him a long time ago. Is that you this morning? Would you raise your hand if you have said yes to that gift? All around the room. Would you put your hands down now? There may be some of you who have said, I didn't even know about this gift. I didn't even know that it was that easy. I didn't know that it was free. I've never done that before. I want to do that, but I really don't know how. I won't come out and I won't pull you aside. I won't call you out and I won't pull you to the front. But if that's you, would you raise your hand? I've never accepted that gift. I didn't even know that that was a thing. I didn't even know that that was something that I could do. Would you raise your hand if that's you? Would you raise your hand if you have never even heard of salvation? You have never even thought of that. Would you raise your hand if you think that if you were to die today, you'd go to hell and you want to get that changed? Would you raise your hand? I won't call on you. I won't pick you out. Just want to know. You can get that fixed. You can get that right. God wants you to say yes. The piano is going to play here in just a moment. You'll have an opportunity to come and to say yes to God and to say yes to whatever it is that he wants from you. By raise of hand, how many of you have already figured something out that you want to say yes to God to? By raise of hand, how many of you have figured something out that there's something that God wants me to say yes to? I don't know what it is, but today's the day to do it. As the piano begins to play, you have an opportunity to come and ask God, what is it that you want me to do? Because I'll say yes. What is it that you want me to do? Because I'll submit. I want to do whatever it is that you want to do. You come forward and you do business with God in the way that only you and him can. There's not many things in this world that you can do spiritually without God. You have to come to him. You do your business. You talk with God. You say yes to him in 2020.
The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why won't you let him come in?
Time for you to come. Today's the day of salvation. Today's the day to say yes. Today's the day.